따라 물음에 답하시기 바랍니다. 이제 시작하겠습니다. 1번입니다. 다음을 듣고 대화가 이루어지는 장소를 고르세요.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir. Did you make a reservation?
Yes.
Then what's your name, sir?
Clark. My name is John Clark.
Oh, yes, Mr. Clark. Room 205. Here's your key.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
2번입니다. 대화를 듣고 여자가 받은 선물을 고르세요.
Mrs. Ross?
Yes, Paul?
This is a present for you.
A present for me? Thank you, Paul. Can I open it now?
Yes, of course.
Oh, candy. I love candy. What a nice present. Thanks again.
Don't mention it, Mrs. Ross. You've been very kind to me.
3번입니다. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계로 올바른 것을 고르세요.
I live next door. My name is Johnson, Tom Johnson.
Nice to have you in the neighborhood. My name is Tina Lee.
Thank you, Ms. Lee. Have you lived here for long?
Yes, I was born in this house.
4번입니다. 대화를 듣고 여자의 아픈 곳을 고르세요.
Hi, Judy. How are you?
Oh, I'm not so good.
Why? What's wrong? Do you have a headache?
No, I don't. I have a terrible toothache.
That's too bad.
5번입니다. 대화를 듣고 제인의 생일이 언제인지 고르세요.
Hello.
Hello. May I speak to Ted?
This is he.
Hi, Ted. This is Jane. Could you come to my birthday party?
When is your birthday?
This Saturday.
Your birthday falls on Saturday? It's the last Saturday of this month. That's great.
6번입니다. 다음을 듣고 무엇에 대한 설명인지 고르세요.
It means making something that has already been used usable again. We are doing a lot more of it with plastic, glass, paper, and aluminum now.
7번입니다. 대화를 듣고 여자가 휴대폰을 사지 않은 이유를 고르세요.
Can I help you?
Yes, please. I want to buy a small cell phone.
I think you'll like this one. It's very small.
Don't you have any smaller ones?
No, I'm afraid not. This is the smallest one we have.
Thank you anyway.
Sorry we can't help you. Please come again.
This stop is Dongdaemun Stadium. You can transfer to a train for City Hall on line number 2, or you can transfer for Sangil-dong on line number 5.
What can I do for you?
I'm looking for a book.
Do you know the title of the book?
Yes. The title is Understanding Korean History.
Oh, I see. This way, please.
Did you have a good weekend?
Yes, I did, but I feel a little tired today.
Really? Why?
Well, on Saturday, I exercised in the morning. Then my mother and I cleaned the house, and then I visited my uncle.
So, what did you do on Sunday?
I studied for the test all day.
What's
the matter?
Oh, I have a stomach ache.
Where is the pain?
Around here.
Lie down here on your back and I'll check it.
Lie on my back? Okay.
You look sad today. What's up?
I miss my parents, brothers, friends, and teachers. Maybe I am homesick.
Who do you miss the most?
I miss my parents the most. I really hope to see them soon.
Excuse
me?
Yes?
Do you have any change?
Yes. What do you need?
I need some quarters, some 25 cents coins.
How many do you want?
Can you give me change for a dollar bill?
Yes, I think so. Here are 4.
Thank you. 24번입니다. 대화를 듣고 남자가 거스름 돈으로 받아야 할 액수를 고르세요.
Can I take your order?
Yes, I'll have one chicken sandwich.
What would you like to drink?
A Coke, please.
What size do you want?
A large one, please.
Anything else?
No, thanks. Here is $10.
15번입니다. 다음을 듣고 어색한 대화를 고르세요.
1.
How is your business?
It couldn't be better. 2.
What does he look like?
He likes to listen to music. 3.
How about going for a swim?
That's a good idea. 4.
How long have you been married?
For 20 years. 5.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I'm an only child.
16번입니다. 다음을 듣고 무엇에 대한 광고인지 고르세요.
에이미, you must tell me everything.
I can't, Mike. I just can't.
에이미, you believe me, don't you?
I really do, but I can't break a promise. 9:40 Will she tell it? Find out this Monday at 9:40 on Channel 2.
17번입니다. 대화를 듣고 열쇠가 어디 있는지 고르세요.
Hurry up! We are already late.
Okay, just a second. Where are my glasses?
They are on the table.
I've got them. And do you know where my key is?
Isn't it on the sofa?
No. Oh, there it is. It's on the TV set.
18번부터 20번까지는 남자의 마지막 말에 이어질 여자의 응답으로 가장 알맞은 것을 고르는 문제입니다. 잘 듣고 답하세요. 18번입니다.
I like Shakespeare's works very much.
Me too.
Why do you like them?
19번입니다.
May I take your order, please?
Oh, yes. I'll have a steak.
How would you like your steak?
20번입니다.
Long time no see, Sandy.
Yeah, we haven't met for a long time. What have you been doing lately?
I've been practicing golf. How about you?